as a coach, I'm just extremely proud of the way that our six guys went out and represented Trenton High School throughout the week. You know, we placed sixth overall in Class 1, and every one of these boys contributed to that score. At 126, Mason Ranji, he finished his freshman season with a 36-15 record and picked up two huge pins for us in the state tournament. His record at the state tournament was 2-2, and we are looking forward to him being back there next year. At 138, Hunter McAtee finished his junior season with a 31-4 record. He was a state finalist and just had an excellent season. He lost 9-2 in the finals against a really good wrestler, and I couldn't be more proud of the way that Hunter wrestled in that finals match. At 152, Coleman Griffin, he finished his junior season with a 35-6 record to place fourth. He had an extremely close match in the bubble match to get a medal and scored in the last second of the match to win. So it was an exciting match for sure. At 160, Caden Owen finished his senior season with a 24-10 record. At the state tournament, he got a huge pin and a major decision. He finished 2-2 at the state tournament and picked up some really important team points, and it's just been an honor to coach him over the last 4 years. At 195, Sam Gibson placed third. He ended his junior season with a 38-3 record and just had a really good state tournament, I thought. We lost a close one in the semifinals by, I think it was a 4-3 decision. So I know Sam's going to come back even stronger next year. At 220, Caleb Johnson finished his senior season at a 37-4 record. He was a three-time state medalist, including a state finalist this year. His finals match was, he left everything that he had out on the mat. I couldn't be more proud of the career that Caleb's had and all of the work that these boys have put in.
And you might describe that Caleb Johnson final match, please.
Caleb's finals match was about as exciting as it gets for the coach and for the fans. He went into the sudden victory on our feet, and nobody scored in that. And so then it goes to 2 30-second tiebreakers where each wrestler has a chance to go in the down position. They won the coin toss. They went down and got one escape, and then we had our 30 seconds, and we did not get the escape by the end of the regulation at the time. So St. Pius took the victory there.